From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. As the 2015 legislative session begins, many of the state's decisions on health care for the poor are on hold as state and federal Medicaid officials negotiate over funding behind closed doors. Billions of dollars are at stake, as Carol Gentry with Health News Florida reports.
When it comes to health care funding, Florida's in a funny position. The state has twice turned down billions of dollars from federal Medicaid that would have covered care for about a million poor Floridians. This year may be no different. State Representative Matt Hudson chairs the powerful committee in charge of health spending.
I don't believe for one moment that this is a good plan for Florida, and I would certainly not change my opinion that way.
At the same time, state legislators and Governor Rick Scott want federal officials to keep a special fund for hospitals and clinics that treat those same patients. It's called the low-income pool. It may seem inconsistent, but that's healthcare politics in Florida. Justin Senior is Florida's Medicaid director. He's watching the calendar as he negotiates with federal health officials over renewing the low-income pool. It expires June 30th.
In order for us to make any plans for expenditures on July 1st of this year, we really do need an agreement in principle from our federal partners sometime in late March or very early April.
The Medicaid budget that Governor Scott sent to the legislature includes more than $1 billion for the low-income pool. But federal Medicaid chief Elliot Fishman told business leaders in Orlando recently that the low-income pool, which he calls LIP, will not be renewed in its present form.
We extended the LIP for a year with the explicit purpose of moving to a significantly reformed payment system.
To get the money last year, Florida had to agree on an independent evaluation of its Medicaid payment program. Fishman says that report by the consulting company Navigant shows lots of flaws.
Florida's payment system is complicated, and far more so than payment systems in either Medicare or than payment systems in other states. That complexity leads to huge variation within the state in terms of the ratio of Medicaid payment to the cost of care.
In other words, the program pays way more to some healthcare providers than to others for the same service. Fishman says Florida can straighten out its payment problems if it expands coverage to the uninsured. 2 years ago, the State House turned down billions of dollars from the Affordable Care Act intended for that purpose. He says states that did expand are seeing immediate results. In just 1 year, they've seen steep drops in unnecessary ER visits and hospital admissions. In Florida this year, big business has added its heft to the push for the state to accept the Medicaid expansion money. That's at least $3 billion a year. The Senate may be open to the matter, but the House isn't. State Representative Kerry Pigman is a Republican from Sebring. He's also an ER doctor who chairs a panel on health quality.
It is dead on arrival.
It's dead, he says, unless the proposal looks a lot different from last time. It would need to give the state more control, use private insurance, reduce some benefits, and require more from Medicaid enrollees. Healthy behavior, co-pays, and willingness to work. Pigman says the House Republican caucus won't accept a demand to expand Medicaid in order to avoid a sudden cutoff of the low-income pool. It's unclear whether that will happen.
We believe the jury's still out with that. I believe there are some bureaucrats in Washington who don't want to cut Florida off abruptly. I think there are other bureaucrats in Washington who would like to punish us for not expanding Medicaid the way they want us to expand it.
Mark Delegal is an attorney with Holland & Knight. He represents the hospitals that will be hurt most if the low-income pool disappears. He feels certain an agreement will be reached, at least on that.
It is absolutely essential. Florida deserves it. Florida's relied upon it for over nearly 25 years in some form or fashion. And to pull it out and to eliminate it would not be sustainable for many, many, many hospitals.
Lawmakers will be watching both Medicaid funding issues when the session starts March 3rd. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in St. Petersburg.
Florida public radio stations are partnering to produce a one-hour radio program and associated digital coverage as a primer of the 2015 legislative session. Join us right here at 91.3 FM Monday at 9 a.m. for Sunshine Edition, 2015 Florida Legislature. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.